What's up, Black Men Catch Up comic book fans? James III here to talk to you about my comic series, Junior, available now on Kickstarter. The Ghost with the Most Past Due Child Support is back in four brand new issues of this semi-autobiographical supernatural comic series. It's got all sorts of spooky hijinks for fans of Beetlejuice, The Good Place, and The Mummy, stuff like that, and features award-winning artists from Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and more. It's available on Kickstarter through June 9th. Go to ruleof3inc.com or follow me at ruleof3inc on IG for more details. Donate today!
When you download the Kroger app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons toward your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Because shopping at Kroger, whether in-store or online, is easy. And saving money is even easier with the Kroger app. So get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Kroger app now to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, we just want to say for anybody who's been affected by the what seems like 1,000 natural disasters that have been happening.
Yeah, man.
Our prayers, our hearts go out to you. Hopefully, everyone in your family is safe, and alive. And, you know, I mean, there's nothing else to say, but other than I hope that people contribute, you know, to all the different funds. You know, we're not going to necessarily promote one particular organization. Do your research, figure out what.
Every time I go to their like different stores that are like, you know, when I pay with my card, there's like a thing that comes up for various organizations, and like, you know, give a couple bucks.
Yeah. So people in Houston, everyone in Florida, the Caribbean islands, Mexico. I know, I'm pretty sure there's like forest fires happening out on the West Coast
in LA.
Right now. Mm-hmm. And like mudslides happening in East Asia, so it's kind of crazy. If I was in a different time, I would be like, oh, it's the end of the day.
I was thinking like, man, and then you have the everyone be safe, man.
Yeah,
hold your loved ones tight. Like I just got my parents out; they weren't even going to leave.
Yeah,
my parents didn't want to leave.
They
didn't want to leave. I had to call my stuff out one morning. Called him Friday morning, and I was pissed. Because, like, you know, here and being in New York, when you watch the news, you see the governor of Florida, and people are just saying, like, you got to get out. You got to get out. We can't protect you if you're gone. And I'm like, my parents live in a first floor house, and my stepdad is disabled. Like, bruh, you can't swim. You know, you can't.
Right. Mm-mm. Yeah. It's hard. It's hard for people to leave behind
everything.
Yeah. Because you don't know what's going to happen. But, we also can't do anything against it,
right?
Unlike what we see in movies all the time.
All the time,
you can't fight a natural disaster. Did you hear about? I heard about people like there was this thing like people like wanting to shoot
at them. Yeah,
at the like shoot bullets. At
yeah,
the hurricane.
But I think it's like I think that's like a steam reliever kind of thing. The guy said. I read the article. The guy said he was bored. And he just wanted to, like, he made a Facebook event thinking it was, like, nothing. And there are, like, 40,000 people that were like,
they probably need that release, man.
Like,
Anyway, our hearts go out to you. And, I'm just a little distracted. I was trying to think about the Jets are playing today. I think they're playing the San Andreas Fault.
Wait, what? That's not a team.
So.
No, that's not a. You say they are playing like the you San just Andreas
said,
Fault?
Yeah, like you said it as if it was a sports team.
Oh, Nick, just start the show.
You know what it
Jonathan
is.
Raylock.
James III.
Drum Milligan.
What more can I say?
You know what it is.
Black men can jump.
In Hollywood.
Black actors, man.
All right.
Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood.
Hollywood City.
I'm on the express line. Danger. I'm talking on the You know what I mean? I got
I get what you're doing. You didn't commit.
The thing was that I got like a radio.
You didn't commit. You didn't commit at all.
No, because the thing
you
was
said
like
you're on the express line.
Yeah, I was trying
like
to say
the train?
I was trying to say emergency, and the word express came out.
Yeah, that was
you didn't
weird.
Commit.
But y'all know what I mean. Like I got like one of the radios.
Okay,
you didn't commit.
I got one of the radios.
My name is Jonathan Braylock.
I'm Jerome Milligan,
and my name is James the Third.
Why are there? Why were
because,
there two?
Because in the middle of it, I was like, I got, like, something happened. So I had to, like, pause, right. You know.
What happened to people saying over?
Over.
Anyway, for those of you listening to this podcast for the first time, welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
What you need to know is that this podcast reviews films of leading Black actors,
mm-hmm.
and we talk about them in the context of race, baby. Don't get scared, but
uh-oh.
We do.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about diversity in Hollywood.
Yes, we are.
Okay? And today, as you probably saw, we are reviewing the film San Andreas.
Yes.
Or San Andreas.
Okay. San, is San that correct?
That's what I keep saying.
I don't know.
It's San Andreas.
Starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yep. Yes.
And a lot of white people. Now, here's the thing. Natural disaster films are very popular. They make them constantly.
Yes.
And they never star black. Like, black people are never in the lead.
Nope. Unless they're Morgan Freeman and he plays either God or the president.
The president. Now, and Danny Glover played the president once too.
But he's not
the lead.
The
but
lead.
He's somebody that people look up to.
John, sometimes...
They ain't the leads, people.
John, sometimes it's not about being a lead. Sometimes
they're the leader of the free
being,
world. Though.
And they're just in the movie. You should be happy with them being in
all
the
right.
movie, John.
All I'm saying is that when humanity is in a crisis, for some reason, white is always the face of the loved ones and the people they care about and the hero.
Yeah, because according to stand-up, white people are the ones that's going to be going towards it. According to stand-up.
Oh, interesting.
Black people also, don't be going towards. Black people don't be going towards the earthquake.
What's this?
No,
what's this
but exactly.
That's just stand-up. That's exactly. Just that's the stand-up accent.
Wait, but now I'm just thinking about, you know, you got movies like Day After Tomorrow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You got movies like Volcano.
R.J. Smith is in that. People thought I was in that movie. People actually came up to me and were like,
"What movie? What movie? What movie?
Day After Tomorrow." R.J. Smith, Alan Strange.
Oh, is he?
What's he? Yeah, yeah, he's in that movie.
Uh-oh. It's so funny because you're right, but it's that thing of like. And I know we talk about it a lot, but white is usually the default. If you think of American, it's standard. So, like, if it's the all-American hero or you have to tell an all-American story, I just want to say this one thing. So, Priyanka Chopra is at TIFF Film Festival, and she just had an interview that came out the other day, and she talks about how she is the biggest, she's the biggest female actress in Bollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Came to America, had this legendary deal. She had to pick between 26 scripts to do with NBC. Picked the one that was written for a white woman, which was Quantico. Well, Quantico is a hit. People watch it on season 3, season 4.
Mm-hmm.
And recently, 2017, she was like, she was up for this role. She thought she was going to get it. And her agent called her and was like kind of baffling through it. And she's like, yo, just tell me whatever. And the agent goes, I don't know how to say this in 2017, but they didn't want you to be in it because you would be too ethnic. And they would have to explain how you got here? Why is this Indian woman here? Whereas, like,
oh, that's so funny.
Which is crazy because you think about it. We talk about this all the time, but it's the thing of you don't have to explain anything.
No,
America is a place of immigrants.
No, you do because like America's all white, right? And then when we have films in other countries, mm-hmm. you don't have to explain why the white person is the lead of The Last Samurai and The Great Wall.
Or The Last of the Mohicans.
Yeah, because, you know, Indian people don't be doing the stuff.
Now, you know what's
stand-up voice.
What, they had that movie. Didn't they have a movie recently about the tsunami that happened in, like, in East Asia? And it was starring
and it was
Naomi Watts.
Naomi Watts and Owen Wilson.
Yeah, I was.
Were the leads.
Yeah, one of the Wilsons. Cool. Was it Owen? It was Owen?
It was Owen.
Yeah, I remember that.
So this, it's funny because this movie, San Andreas, is about the San Andreas fault line going off, huge earthquake. And, you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but there is a very, very large Latino population in California.
Sure. Stop it. No, you're not. Stop. What are you
I know.
About?
You probably are confused because you didn't see, I'm pretty sure, one Latino person in this entire movie.
John,
no, we
off,
did.
John,
I think one of them was Luton.
First off, oh, the dude they stole the car from. The dude they stole the car from.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. There was a Latino man.
Make sure he got his big screen TV.
He was looting.
And also, John, what do you expect? Just because this movie has Dwayne The Rock Johnson, did you think his family was going to be black? Did you think he was going to have a black best friend who would show up for longer than 5 minutes in the movie, John?
Yeah, he never comes back, ever.
John, did you think the scientist in the movie was going to be a black man?
Well, no. But like, I did think at least the hacker would be black. Or at least Asian. Oh. The hacker is white.
Oh, did you think the guy who was going to fall in love with his daughter was going to be a person of color?
No, all right.
I always think about this when there's, because this happens a lot in movies where there's like two scientists that know what's up. And we know that one of them's going to die. And I was just like, maybe this time Kim Park will make it through this movie. Maybe Dr. Kim Park will be the one.
He didn't make it through the half hour.
Because we know that one of them's going to die. One of the scientists is going to die. But maybe this time it'll be the Asian one that lives.
The moment I saw him, I was like, you about to kill this Asian guy. Because he's not going to make it to the end.
He's the first person who dies. Now, okay. So let's just do it. We got to get into this movie.
Yep.
By the way, and just to reiterate, many other disaster films, 2012, Dante's Peak, Perfect Storm, Twister, none of these films star black people.
No.
Or
Armageddon.
There's no Puerto Ricans. Delroy Lindo's in the core.
Listen, they're always there. They always got a token to be in the background to say some stuff.
My man created the whole machine that went, and then he dies. Yeah. In like the second scene after they go under them.
I mean, it's a very, very sad thing.
All right, so San Andreas begins with...
Oh, can I tell you the... First impressions.
What?
Wait, first impressions.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. We forgot to do initial thoughts.
Can I do my...
We're already going on rants!
I mean, I'm going to make mine quick because I want
to
get to it.
Initial thoughts.
I'm going to make mine quick.
All right, here we go.
I don't like this movie. I hate this movie. This movie made me question my love of The Rock. All right, and I get into that
as
we go along.
That's harsh.
And made you question your love of The Rock?
Yeah,
this is my thing.
Though.
And this is my thing. No, I...
The Rock?
This is my thing. I love The Rock. Everyone knows I have a strong love of him. My problem with the movie is The Rock outside of the ring is very... He loves his culture so much. He is Samoan and he is black. Mm-hmm. It. We'll get to it. But like this movie feels like... Wait, what?
Yeah.
And I thought this was going to be his first bomb. Because when I saw the trailer, I was like, this movie looks like trash.
Oh, that's right. I should say that this movie did not bomb. It made like over $400 million worldwide.
Of course it made all that money.
It cost $110 million to make it. It made like, I think, $417 worldwide, something like that. And I mean, the reviews are terrible. It's like 48% of Rotten Tomatoes or something.
But that was my quick thing. I want to get to the
review. It was a hit. And they're thinking about making a San Andreas 2, which I don't understand. What natural disaster movie has a second one?
Bruh, it's going to be another disaster.
Independence Day Resurgence.
No, but Independence Day is an sci-fi.
That's Roland Emmerich doing his thing.
Anyway,
it's true, but it's
James,
not a natural
what's
disaster.
What's your initial reaction? What's your initial thoughts?
The earthquake don't come
you
back.
You know, I don't like these movies.
Okay. I don't like any of them.
I really liked Independence Day, but then I know it's not the same thing, but let me explain. I have trouble watching them again because seeing just the mass destruction, all the people dying, you know, sort of with no rhyme or reason to it. Like I really struggle watching these types of movies.
Yeah.
So like I watched 2012 like many years after it came out, and I was like, this is so. I'm watching this, and I really just didn't have a good time. Anytime somebody like dies or gets hurt, I'm just like, oh my god, I hate. You know, it's really hard to watch that. I thought I did like The Rock in it. I thought The Rock was good. I love Carla Cugino. I think she's great, and Alessandra was really great. Like I liked.
Carla was in Watchmen.
Yeah, she was.
She's in a lot of things. I'm a big fan of her. I've seen her on stage. She's great. She's great. I've seen her on stage. She's great.
I'm so sexist. She looks good. She does look good.
So I liked the acting. I liked that Daniel Riddick or the Mr. Fantastic character.
Thank you, James.
Okay, I had to do it because I couldn't. I'm trying to figure out how to pronounce his name, and I don't even want to
Mr. Fantastic
struggle at it.
It's like this, Mr. Fantastic.
Okay, thank you.
Or Reed Richards.
Okay, all right. But I love that he also got his just due. Like, I was like, I hope that we see it one more time.
I hope that we see him one more time.
That's the reason that people keep making these
hurry
movies.
Up, James. I want to shit
no,
on this
no,
movie
so
already.
That, I mean, so that that's it. That's generally it. I think it's weird that, I think it's fine that The Rock played this part, like, do it, like, I'm mad that they cast his family as a bunch of white people, but
his daughter has blue eyes. Okay.
But like, you know, do your thing.
It's so hard. this is my second time watching the film, and you know, I didn't watch this in theaters because I used to be all about these movies. I used to see them all. I remember being so disappointed in The Day After Tomorrow, because it has the same thing in this film, which is like a father trying to like find his child to save him, but like in the process, like he puts himself in danger, other people in danger, other right. people die. It's like, well, was that worth mm-hmm. it just so you could just be there?
Yeah.
You know, this movie isn't better or worse than any of those necessarily. I guess Twister is my... I think Twister is actually a good movie.
I love Twister.
Okay, so you do like a natural disaster.
But I love Twister. Twister has a special place in my heart for various reasons that we can't even go into right now.
Twister does it right, I feel like, whereas almost all of these other ones don't. But it's like, it's hard because it's such a minimal stride. You know what I mean? It's like, yes, this is the first, you know, blockbuster natural disaster film that a person of color stars, like, is the lead of and the hero of. But also, he's not like... I don't know. It's just like on such a small scale. Mm-hmm. And then also his family. It's fine that his family's white, by the way. That happens. Like it could have been.
No, it doesn't.
It does happen. No, it could have been adoption.
Can you explain it? If you're telling me you can't hire the most famous actress in Bollywood because it would have to be explained, explain to me how The Rock, a Samoan and black man, has a blonde. And not only that, but I'm pretty sure they darker their skin because at certain points I'm like, Alexandra is lighter than this. She is white. She looks bronzed. Yeah.
Listen,
explain it to me.
I thought she was white. I didn't think she was. I was like,
yeah, I didn't think they bronzed her.
This girl is not the product of The Rock.
That's
if
true.
If anything, I think sometimes they lighten the like they show him in light that I'll makes put it like him this. Seem lighter.
People at home, go look at Alexandra in Baywatch, a movie that's set on the beach, and look at her skin tone in this movie. And I promise you, because I was petty. I definitely had up a picture of like Baywatch. I was so petty.
Hey, I
She's browner.
It.
Her hair is
brown. I appreciate it.
All right, go ahead.
Anyway, my thing is, you know, this is a popcorn flick. If you like have to turn off your brain a lot to enjoy this movie.
Right.
And I couldn't do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I couldn't. I mean, like, there are parts that were, like, interesting. I like The Rock, but, like, anyway, let's just talk about it.
Okay, Well, just also, I'm probably the only one who experienced the movie then when I watched. Because I was watching it in peril the whole time because I hate that.
The parts that I liked the most were with Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, he destroyed.
He acted his ass off.
He destroyed.
But that makes me sad because The Rock is the star of this movie. Yeah. And the parts that I liked the most were with Paul Giamatti.
Let's go to this commercial break. I got to start this. I'm ready.
So before we get into this, we're going to do a quick word from our sponsor. We'll be right back. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Ooh, yeah. I like Squarespace.
I love Squarespace.
Do you use Squarespace?
I do. For jamesthirdcomedy.com.
How do you spell third?
Third is spelled 3RD.
Did you just plug your website while we're trying to...
No, I was just saying that I use squarespace.com.
How'd you do it?
Yeah, so I signed up. It was very quick and easy. I went to squarespace.com.
Oh, that's simple. That's the thing that we keep saying.
Yeah.
Wait, did you like drag and drop? Like,
yeah, and so they had a series of templates for me to use.
Oh, I thought you pronounced it templates.
A series of templates.
Templates?
And I
they have templates for you to choose from?
They have templates.
Oh, they have templates for you to choose from.
And I looked at them, and they, you know, they all had like different options.
I heard they're actually award-winning.
And I can tell that they are because I had one that I used for about a year, and mm-hmm. then now I'm into a new one.
You have your own domain name, right? It's like
jamesthirdcomedy.com.
Well, I have a question. When you had to switch to a new template, did you have to like hire somebody to do that for you?
No, I didn't. All I had to do was click use this template now, and then things transferred over.
Oh, that's easy.
That sounds expensive, dude.
No, it was very affordable.
Wow.
It was very affordable. And
do they have customer service? Or?
They have customer service 24/7. And I
24/7 what?
Customer service.
No, but 24 what and 7 what?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Oh, that's really good.
I don't like how this is going.
Good. Why? No, it's really great.
Hey, How much is it, though?
It's very affordable. I used our offer code, actually, for my first month. It's JUMP.
JUMP?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What'd you get for that?
I got 10% off my first purchase.
What? 10% off?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, times is tight.
Heck they yeah. definitely are.
You got to use that offer code JUMP. Get 10% off your first purchase.
Yeah, JUMP. Yes, you
do. Just go to squarespace.com. Squarespace. That's it. All right, we back. We're talking about San Andreas, starring The Rock. And this is what's happening. A movie starts with a white girl listening to a white song.
Yo, it starts with her listening to Taylor Swift's whitest song. It's a blonde hair white.
And my style, right?
Yeah, and it's like the whitest Taylor Swift song. You didn't even pick one of the cool ones with Kendrick on it. You pick the whitest. First off, you got a black dude as a lead. And the first person you're going to show is this blonde white girl listening to Taylor Swift while texting.
This made you mad, though?
I was against the movie from the opening scene.
Wait, but why did that make you mad? Like, why did her whiteness make you mad?
Because I knew The Rock was going to have to come save her, and I was like, this movie, to make me relate, to make me feel the danger, has to put a white person in to lure me and make me understand that The Rock is a hero. Put a Puerto Rican girl, at least.
Now, I appreciate and respect your anger 100%, but I don't think that it was for us to get on his side, see him saving this white girl, because we hate her. Like, I think they definitely do a lot of work.
Why do we hate her?
Because she's texting and, like, she's a terrible driver.
Texting and driving. Wait, she keeps looking behind her back.
That was a psych out. It was supposed to be like, uh-oh, she's about to get an accident because she's texting and driving. And then she looks up and everything's fine. And then an avalanche comes. And you're like, it had nothing to do with her texting and driving. It was because a freaking rock slide happened.
I don't know. I didn't like this character.
Let me just ask you one thing. And I'm going to do this a lot because, again, I don't like this movie. And just so people know, people been tweeting at me, I'm going to stop dragging movies we review when movies stop deserving to be fucking dragged. Okay? And this movie deserves it.
Call about.
This is my thing. Picture this movie.
People love this movie.
Say it's a black girl with an afro listening to Beyonce. Does it change this scene? Does it change anything? Does it need to be a white girl?
It doesn't change the scene, but in the eyes of the producers, it definitely changes
the scene. Could she have been biracial? Could she have been...
I don't hate her as much. You know what I mean?
Could she be racially ambiguous?
You don't hate her as much.
I don't hate her as much.
But other people will.
Ooh,
here's the thing about it, too, is like, I mean, it's also a damsel in distress, too, right? But it's just like, okay, the first act of heroism is, you know, saving a pretty white girl.
Yes.
She's like clearly model looking. Yes. You know what I mean? And then she's really scared and we're like,
America's sweetheart.
No.
Oh no!
So okay.
Oh
so,
no!
So then oh what my. Happens?
You're so mad.
I mean, she's still a human being. She's
no,
in a car
I'm not saying that. But my point is that like I'm tired of these movies where it's like to get me to relate or to become standard, it has to be somebody white.
Yes. And
right.
So then
you're right though.
Then we see the Rock. So then the two like the there are three other people of color in this film other than the Rock. Two of them we see in this helicopter. One is the
There's also
friend.
There's a couple more, but yeah.
That talk. We're talking about who speak.
I'm talking about real roles, man. All right, we have his friend.
Does his friend ever
there's
get
like
called
there's
by
like
name?
A crew, right? There's a four person crew.
Yes, one of them is Colton Haynes.
I do like Colton Haynes.
Yeah, he was good. I thought
wait,
it was
who's what's he?
I thought it was
he's a young. He was a young upstart white dude who was sitting across from in the back seat. Across from the camera
people. What do you guys know?
Arrow, American Horror Story now.
Right. He's also in Rough Night.
Oh, I didn't see that. So Colton Haynes, and then what's the black dude?
The black dude is.
Is he ever? First off, does The Rock ever say his friend's name?
Well, his name is Marcus. I don't remember if he ever says his name.
I say Todd
Williams.
I think he says Marcus. Prepare a rope. When he wants to go down or something.
Great.
Anyway, so these guys are all like, so like Colton Haynes is like cocky, you know, he's like blah blah blah.
Got a lot of lines.
And then the other person of color is the reporter. She's I think Indian. Yeah. And she's writing down, you know, this guy's cute but dumb or something like that. Cute but not bright.
Does she really write that?
Yeah. She writes down cute but not bright, which I was like, cool. Why did you need her to write down cute? Like, because why did she need to be attracted to him?
Yeah.
Because she is a person of color in the
movie.
And
she's a woman. Yo, for real, that was some sinister, like, insidious sexism.
Yeah.
Like, she is a reporter doing a story about people who save lives, and the note that she writes down is cute.
Mm-hmm. No,
John, first off, this is a movie That is a disaster movie, which millions of people will see around the world.
Yeah.
Did you think they was going to have her write something like, oh, this is a dangerous job. Oh, so, you know, something yeah. fucking smart that a reporter would write.
Yeah, interesting.
No, they're not going to do that.
The bravado of the hero, of the, like, the people
this
who save lives.
This is a dangerous job.
Fuck is, you know, this movie again, we'll get to it. Woo! Man. Right.
Wait, but is The Rock not cute? Is he not a cute man?
Listen, The
no,
Rock is only
the... No, she wasn't talking about The Rock. She was talking about Colton.
Colton, cute though.
This is my thing. This is my thing. Anyway.
Colton real cute.
Anyway, Colton. The Rock goes, they
tip the,
Rock,
the hat.
They tip. He does the little thing. They save the white girl.
Oh, and this was intense.
Colton gets trapped.
This is intense. Colton gets trapped. Like the helicopter starts to fall
because it like the weight of the truck. And then The Rock's like, I gotta go down.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know. The other black guy didn't do anything.
John. What? John. We don't know his name. We don't know his name.
He was cool.
He was cool, but he didn't
do
anything.
I was like, at this point in the movie, as somebody who's afraid of disaster movies, I was like, oh, it's going to be really sad when he dies later trying to save somebody. Because I thought that was definitely going to happen.
I would have loved that.
Oh, you mean he would have had a part and had to like do some real stuff?
I was thinking, oh, it's going to be sad the more I get to know this person and then I see them die. Didn't happen.
So The Rock goes down, you know, literally rips the door off of the car, grabs a woman, tells him, cut the rope. He tells Colton to swing, and then they cut the rope, and the car drops, and they saves everybody. And, you know, and The Rock's super cool about it because when she's like, I heard you have the most saves in history, and he's like, just doing my job, you know. You know, when he's introduced with like a sun, like a, you know, lens flare.
First off.
Anyway, so they land.
Then we go right to Paul Giamatti, right? Is it the next scene?
I think so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Paul Giamatti's in class, and he's talking about the biggest earthquakes in recent history.
Hey, do you guys remember this scene? So it's Paul Giamatti, and then like people in the class are asking questions. How many people of color gets to ask a question?
I don't remember.
Not fucking one.
Oh, because they didn't care. Cause
I think only
do PLCs care about?
If I'm in
don't
oh.
do this. Don't do
I'm
that.
Just trying to think from the standpoint
don't
of
do it.
My point is
not one black person, Puerto Rican person, Asian person, Indian person.
Well,
I get it. Only two
to
people
be
ask
fair, me. It's like it's Caltech, which wait,
go ahead. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Because you're gonna be racist. No, listen.
No,
dude, racist
black,
by Hollywood
do,
standards.
Do POCs go to Caltech?
Oh, of course. By the way America works and how we think about things, of course there are people of color in Caltech.
Yeah, and
they're
all those
Asian.
POCs that go to Caltech are taking
the spots
of white people because of affirmative
action. Which is why they all had the lines in the movie.
Oh, that's right. That's why. Because their lines got cut.
Because their lines got,
right.
yep.
Anyway, mm-hmm. they're like, all right, yeah, he does like the standard natural disaster explaining, you know, earthquakes and stuff, and says, like, we're due for one. He's like, considering this is a big one supposed to happen every 150 years, and we're 100 years overdue, it's not a question of if, but
when. This scene is in every natural disaster
yes.
movie.
Paul
didn't
Giamatti
even need
sells
this
it.
Scene.
Paul Giamatti sells
oh, he
it.
I mean, everything he says is just, you feel it.
and then he goes, and when he's leaving, he goes, you know, back to his office, and this is when we have what's his name?
Kim Park.
Dr. Kim Park is his name in the movie. Will-Yun Lee.
Okay, Will-Yun Lee. So Dr. Kim Park comes and he's like, hey, look, you know, in Nevada, all these things went off. We've been predicting them. This might be it. We might have figured out how to predict earthquakes. And he's like, let's go. And then we have like a short. See, this is the last time we see the other black guy. It's like they've landed, and he's like, oh, I heard you're taking your family, you're having a vacation, you're taking them. And he's like, yep. And he's like, cool, man, you know, that's great, because we don't really need you anymore. And he's like, your shoe's untied. And then
this was the moment when I was like, oh, I like him, he's cool.
Yeah, we never see him again.
I mean, my man, is he dead?
I actually
Where
don't
is
even
he?
Know.
He's probably the one actually doing his job. Over the next,
because The Rock just abandoned saving.
He's
anybody.
The one actually working.
He abandoned saving anybody unless they happen to be near him and his wife. Can we skip? Okay, I want to bring up another thing. All right, so Rose McGowan, right, is an actress, and she talks about her experiences in Hollywood, and she was on Charmed. She was known to be like a very
in Scream.
Yeah, like
she's wearing like
she's
no
sexy
clothes.
One. She's
yeah,
a sexy
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
And she talks about, I don't know if it's this movie, but she talks about going out for a role, and the thing is they made her be in a wife beater. The whole point was you had to be in a wife beater at the audition. And I was thinking about that while watching this movie, because the first time we see The Rock's daughter, she's in a bathing suit by the pool.
I didn't even clock that, but yes, you're right.
But I definitely clocked it.
Just by the pool. Okay. No need for her to... Okay, fine. I'm letting it go. Maybe she wanted to swim. Cool. But every other time we see her...
But she never swims, and there's no reason for her to be in the pool.
No, John.
Other than to show that she's very attractive.
No, John. She had to swim eventually. That's what we're supposed to assume.
Okay.
Then, later on, just want to skip to it, her and her mom, throughout the rest of this movie, are all wearing low-cut tops. The whole time. Like, and then at one point, she even takes off the two tops to just have on a wife beater to save the white dude. But again, fuck this movie.
Yeah.
Again,
I feel like it's worse that I didn't notice. I feel like that's the problem.
Most people, you're experiencing the movie. Like, most people don't really notice it.
Yeah.
Because you're used to seeing
it. It's only when you continue.
Right, but that's the problem.
It's only when you point it out. Like what we do on Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood.
Yeah, because what I liked was how she was like basically saving the two British people. I like loved that. Oh, kind of?
I mean, they saved her first. Anyway.
She was just returning the favor.
Also, it's arguable if she really... Anyway, here we go. So...
You know, they say time waits for no one. And neither should payday. To keep your money moving in the direction of your dreams, get Earnin'.
Earnin' is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period.
Listen, you know, when you get Earnin', you can have a little special night out. You can go to the movies. That's what I would do with some of the money I got from Earnin'. You know, maybe just take myself, get a big popcorn, the extra large drink, some pretzies on the side. Can't go without the pretzies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Need them pretzies. You know?
Maybe somebody invites you to the Oscars last minute. All of a sudden, you need a tux. You know? That happens to all of us.
Yeah. That's a common thing that happens to everybody.
Listen, download Earnin' today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store.
When you download the Earnin' app, type in Jump under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. Jump under podcast.
Subject to your available earnings, locations, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin' is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC.
So you open Google Chrome on your phone. You're hunting for a super rare first edition vinyl of a band you're obsessed with when you're supposed to be working. But this site you tapped on seems pretty shady. And Daryl from IT just jumped up from his desk. Oh no, he's coming your way. It's a good thing built-in malware protection keeps you safe and sound. Not from Daryl though, sorry. There's no place like Chrome. Download Google Chrome on your phone.
Hi, this is Will Arnett. We are inviting you to follow us as we go on tour and we take our podcast Smartless on the road. Join us and watch any boundaries we previously had disappear. Like you've never seen us before, you'll see us on the road ordering lunch, roasting each other, and on stage as we surprise each other with a mystery celebrity guest in each city. Boy, that sounds amazing.
Welcome to Smartless!
Don't miss our new series, Smartless on the Road, streaming May 23rd, only on Max. Subscription required.
Priceline presents, go to your happy price. What's up? It's Kaylee Cuoco. When it comes to travel, we all have a happy place. You can see yourself already there. It's beautiful. It might be sunny and sandy for some, neon and urban for others, deserts or rainforests or hiking trails. With Priceline, you can get to your happy place for a happy price with deals you really can't find anywhere else. Like up to 60% off select hotels to Costa Rica or 5-star hotels for 2-star prices in Cabo. Go to Priceline.com and travel to your happy place for a happy price. All right, see ya. I'm off to Miami. No, actually, wow, look at that. No, I'm going to Hawaii now. Ooh, Cancun looks nice. You know what? Belize looks pretty nice this time of year. Or, Palm Springs.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What happens is The Rock goes, you know, to his ex-wife. Well, actually, they didn't sign the divorce papers yet. He has the divorce papers, hasn't signed them yet. But but they're separated, and she has a boyfriend who she's about to move in with. He just finds that out. He's upset about
that. How is his daughter white with blue eyes, bro?
I don't know.
Like, for real. Like, did no one think, like, how did this is my anger about it. The Rock didn't think to say something?
He might have.
He's The Rock at this point. When this movie came out, he was The Rock.
But The Rock is a people pleaser. He probably wasn't part of the casting process, and then they were like, we're going to cast this woman, and he didn't want to be like, well, I want to take that role away from
him. I understand that, but my thing is, she is blue-eyed in the movie, and The Rock is mixed. He's not black and white.
It makes no sense. They don't explain it. They don't, whatever, which is... I'm
just telling you about a role of the biggest Bollywood actors, and she said she can't get a part because they got to explain how she got there. Yeah. And you telling me The Rock is going to have a blunt, like... Just make her blonde, then fuck.
So
yeah.
So then, you know, they have a little like. I mean, they don't really have a fight. He's just like, he's just passive aggressive, but he's not. He doesn't say anything bad at all. Honestly, right. He goes, okay, and then he's like, she's like, I'm sorry, you can't be with your daughter because this. Oh wait, oh sorry, we skipping. That's right. The disaster has happened at this point. So the scene before this is the at the Hoover Dam. Because remember, the reason that he can't be with them is because he has to
go to work.
So what happens?
This Hoover Dam scene, it is horrible.
Hey,
so,
hey, who did the Asian dude have to save?
So a little girl, little white.
What she look like? A little white girl?
Yeah, a little white.
So the Asian dude died saving a little white girl. How many white girls were saved in this movie?
Okay, all the white girls were saved in the movie.
This is my thing. I'm not trying to be racist. I swear to God, I'm not trying to be racist. I'm just trying to point out to get you to care about the person of color. He has to risk his life to save.
Now,
okay.
So they're there. So Kim is like down in
we
the
did
dam
it.
Doing some reads, right? It's like, oh yeah, we blah blah.
We did it. We predicted.
And then he's like, hold on, these readings. There's gonna be an earthquake right now. And then like Paul Giamatti in the greatest acting I think he's ever done is like, you gotta get out of there. And then he like gets as many people off of the dam as possible.
Literally immediately the Hoover Dam starts
the dam
breaking.
Starts cracking open. The water is going crazy. I'm like, I don't know who's gonna get out. Well, I'm like, definitely Kim Park's dead. Like, he's dead. I thought he was gonna die down there.
I did too.
He's out in seconds. He has to climb the entire thing. He's out in seconds.
We should say this. Suspension of disbelief. If you don't buy into the fact that people can run at full speed while the earth is shaking. Then you can't watch.
You cannot watch this movie because it's insane. He climbs up a ladder inside a breaking Hoover Dam, makes it out.
They're trying to tell us that the earth is shaking with such a force that concrete is cracking open, and yet people can stand up and run in a straight line.
Hey. Don't y'all notice that throughout this movie, Paul Giamatti has like great acting moments where passionate speeches.
No, he has
people are dying.
Come on, everybody, off the bridge.
Yes. And the thing is, like, this is a very passionate moment. He watches his best friend die or whatever.
It is so sad.
And the thing is, like, you know, you would think, like, he's a secondary character. It's cool that he has moments, but you know what? Our lead is definitely going to get a really passionate moment to have in the movie. Oh, that's right. He lost a daughter, which we kind of touch on. We don't see a flashback. Yeah. We really don't see him react
to
anything.
We see
a little bit. He has like a.
Because he says, I'll never forget her.
Much smaller. Moments and much less
point
close-ups
is
than
that he
Paul
doesn't
Giamatti.
Have emotional moments. Who gets the emotional moments in the movie?
His wife.
Paul Giamatti,
and
the
his
white
wife,
dude.
Though.
And his fuck.
Because when his wife cries,
my man is
my
the
baby,
lead.
That's beautiful.
They fucking hit and figure him.
When Carla crawls,
they hit and figure him.
Carla goes, my baby. I wept for an
you
hour.
You stopped hitting.
I wept for a full hour.
Hey, listen, I'm going to admit this right now. I'm never going to work in Hollywood. This podcast is going to fuck me up. But I'm going to say it. Hollywood, stop hitting figuring all of our black actors, man.
If The Rock wanted to, though, he could have cried.
But what lines?
He said.
What lines?
No, he does have a moment. Where, if he wanted to, he could have cried. Because he does
when
have
when
a moment.
When he's talking about his daughter.
When he says that I looked at her face.
I'll never forget the look on her face when I couldn't save her.
Yeah.
If he wanted to, he could have cried.
That ain't The Rock's fault.
That's not The Rock's fault.
Let me tell you why it's not The Rock's fault.
That is The Rock's fault.
Let me tell you why it's not The Rock's fault.
That's The Rock's fault.
Because that moment was...
Hey, you stop it.
That was a powerful moment.
No, let me tell you why it's not his fault. Okay, Paul Giamatti has seen a lot of disasters. We don't
then,
see.
Hold on,
hey,
no, pause.
No, you stop it.
Then,
no, you stop
no, fuck
it.
This.
No, you stop it. The Rock. We didn't see. All we heard was a random line at one point before this of like, we haven't talked since whatever. I ain't know what the hell happened. Nothing was built up. You expect my man?
No, that's point. True. It is building up. You're like, what? Why did they?
It's the second time.
It seems like The Rock is a great guy, and he loves his wife and his family. And his
and
kid.
We don't know what the
what
problem
happened?
Is.
What happened? We don't know yet. Anyway, so. Before it,
show me he's cut off or
before
something.
Before we get there, what happened is the Hoover Dam collapses. What's his name? Saves the white girl, like literally throws her in the air and then falls to his death. Well, it doesn't fall to his death, actually.
No, he's stuck in a pipe. And Paul Giamatti tries to go get
him. He's like, no.
And he says, no. And then he tells the little girl, close your eyes. And then the water takes him away. It's so sad.
Yeah. And so then The Rock has to go. The Rock has to go to work to do that. And Mr. Fantastic takes his daughter to San Francisco because she's... Where is she there again?
She's going to college. She was going to school.
She's going to school there. And he has a building there because he's an architect. And then his ex-wife is going to meet the boyfriend's sister.
Kylie Minogue, right?
Yeah.
Kylie Minogue. Yeah, it's definitely Kylie Minogue.
Okay.
Carly is going to meet Mr. Fantastic's sister. And he says, like, she's really overprotective.
Right.
Cool. So that's all the setup, right? Then we see the scene. I don't know which is first. I don't know if we see her with the sister first or in San Francisco.
Right.
But basically, two scenes are happening at the same time. In San Francisco, we see, she's there and she's like, she's sitting down while, Mr. Fantastic goes to work. And she sees this very, like, cute British man.
The English dude. What was he doing there? Like, what was
he was going for a job interview.
Job interview.
Okay.
And he was like, I'm not an interview. He's like, oh, with Mr. Fantastic?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, goodness. I wish. I'm going with my boss. If I get the job, he would be my boss's boss's boss. he's like, I'm three levels down. Like, and then his little brother comes over and he's like, hey, you're cute. And she's like, wow. And he's like, hey, just shut up. And he's like, oh, my brother can't talk to girls.
Right.
Can I get your number? He'll never ask you. He'll be upset. And he's like, shut up.
Very cute little British boy.
Cute. So they're establishing a little bond here, okay? And then...
hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this random dude applying for the job, right?
Yeah.
White dude, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, white British dude.
He's British, yeah.
Hey.
He's British.
Does he have a random little black brother?
No, he's got a
British brother. I mean, because we're not justifying how people are related.
Yeah.
He could have been.
You're right. He could have had a little... He could have had a random little...
He does.
Black...
Yeah.
No.
Cool. So then the sister, Mr. Fantastic's sister, is the worst person in the world. She literally is one of the worst people in the world. They're there and she's like, so you're dating my brother? She's like, yep. I hear you're moving in together. Yeah. Okay. And then a waitress comes over and she's like, hey, can I get you started with some drinks? And what's her name? Carly?
Carla.
Carla's like...
Emma is her name in the movie?
Emma, yeah. Carla's like...
Eh. I don't remember these scenes at all. I don't remember her talking to Kylie
basically,
Minogue
at all. Carla was just like, hey, yeah, if we could... And then the sister cuts her off. She's like, can you please give us a minute? In like the rudest voice ever. And he's like, oh, by the way, everybody in this scene is white. And then even the waitress. And then the sister is like, and you have one daughter? Because your other daughter drowned.
Ugh. Just right away.
And she's like, yeah, to put it bluntly. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean. It's like, what do you mean you didn't mean?
Yeah.
What? That's how you bring it up?
No way.
So your other daughter drowned, is that correct? It's like, what is that?
what kind of a person does any of
it? Also, isn't that how we learn about it?
Yes, it is.
Through someone.
It's the first time we've heard it.
Which I think is, I guess, probably like a way for us to...
It's like bluntly said to us.
It's bluntly said to us, and so then we're like now experiencing sort of what they're experiencing a little bit.
And And then back at Paul Giamatti's Caltech lair, he realizes they're like putting the pieces together, and he's about to do this interview. He's like, yes, it's important for me to do this interview with the same, it's the same reporter, right, that was interviewing The Rock?
Yes.
And so she, and while he's doing this interview about what happened at the Hoover Dam, you know, his two white assistants, there are no more people of color now, the two white assistants come over and they're like, hey, come over. They're like, look, our things are off the map. All of these, all along the San Andreas Fault. And he's like, oh my God, there's going to be another earthquake. And then he gets a map and he draws a couple of lines and he realizes, wait, this huge tectonic plate is shifting with this one. That means there's going to be an earthquake from Los Angeles all the way up to San Francisco. And right when they say that, boom, earthquake starts.
It happens immediately. They need to figure out a way to predict them a little sooner. Amen. Like, if of all of his tests, like, that's the thing that they have to run next.
We can predict an earthquake
a second before. Hey. We can know a second before.
Hey, y'all. How much we see Morgan Freeman when he was president in that disaster movie?
You kind of saw him in, like, three scenes.
How much we see Paul Giamatti throughout this
movie? I mean, we see him in, like, four to seven scenes.
I mean,
we see him a lot.
I mean, is it almost, don't get me wrong, I know The Rock's the lead, but, I mean, we see him a lot.
I mean, he's... This movie stars The Rock, Carla Gugino, Paul Giamatti.
Yeah. Paul Giamatti, you see a lot.
Yeah, we see a lot of it.
And he, because he's the other savior of the movie.
Right.
He actually saves the most.
He saves the most.
The Rock doesn't actually save anybody.
Wait, wait.
The Rock stops working the second the stuff happens.
Wait.
My wife's, let me go.
Guys, I'm confused. So what you're saying is that the black guy stops working, stops saving lives because he only wants to focus on his own daughter, whereas the white guy, some would say a white savior, risks everything to save.
Well, he doesn't risk anything because
they say Caltech is the safest place to be.
So, like, it's like...
He's just, you know...
Literally every time there's an earthquake, he says something like, it's really bad here, but it's about to get really bad somewhere else.
So who's the savior of this movie?
Paul Giamatti.
So if this was like a superhero movie,
Paul Giamatti is the savior of the movie, and then he killed the big bad, huh?
Well, there's no big bad. Nobody kills the earthquake.
You can't kill an earthquake.
The big bad.
It just happens. You survive it. All right. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're trying to pull.
The big bad is the earthquake.
There's enough to be upset about. You didn't need to go pulling some bullcrap. Paul Giamatti kills the earthquake.
Now, a crazy thing that does happen, and this is well into the stuff. I don't want to talk about it right now.
This is my favorite part of this movie. My absolute favorite part of this movie is this exact next scene.
Okay.
Which is he's calling her. The Rock is calling Carla to apologize. Uh-huh. By the way, doesn't have to apologize.
Yeah.
But he's calling her to apologize because he's that good of a guy. And he's like, I'm sorry. I was just upset. And she's like, you don't need to be sorry. I should have told you. And an earthquake happens. And then she goes, he's like, what's going on? And she's like, there's an earthquake. And then he looks down. and the entire area that he's flying over is collapsing. Like, roads are collapsing. Like, the earth is just
How did he miss any of that? What do you mean, what's happening? Don't you see what's happening?
And he goes, oh, that.
Yo, is he a hero, yo?
Anyways,
yes, he does save his family.
Who else?
He saves his family, the British people.
Yes. So anyway, so he immediately says, he's driving to work, by the way, and he goes, you know what?
No way.
Why
did I not remember that? He's going to work.
He's about to go to work.
Oh, God.
And then he's
takes
like,
the helicopter
and he takes
to save
the,
people
yo,
to go after
yo,
his
Yo, the
family.
Government's like, we need the helicopter.
My man just takes the helicopter. Like, he doesn't...
Just
and no one walkies him to ask
this movie
that
is
question.
A prime
no
example
ever,
of what not to do.
No one ever asks him. And then he goes to... He goes... By the way, he has no idea what's happening with his wife, but she's in a building. By the way, let's just be real. Any city that's on the fault line, they build these buildings to withstand earthquakes.
Right. Right.
John, but this is the earthquake.
But this is why... Right. But I do think that... Like, I think you are correct, but I do think that this is why, like, the building that Carla specifically was in, like, didn't go completely down. You know what I mean? And like, right. they spent time
just
in
all the ones
because,
around her did.
But because these Every earthquakes were the they were the biggest ones ever. Like the fact that
but
any
they
of
are
those,
the biggest ones ever.
Oh,
because not when yet. He first not yet. Not yet. When he first says it, it's like oh, it's like an 8.5. He said that the highest in the beginning of the movie, he's like the highest recorded earthquake in California was a 9.1. Or in North America, sorry, it was in Alaska, and it was a 9.1. And then the highest ever recorded on Earth was a 9.5 in Chile. Mm-hmm. And this was like, this first one was an 8.5.
You're right.
It's taking down every building.
Yeah.
So the building that she's in is collapsing. Literally, people, like the sister, like, runs away, goes through a door, shuts it.
She's gone.
Carla goes to open the door. It's nothing's
yo,
there.
First off, Carla went through. Carla got beat up in this scene.
So many people were this close to dying and then were just fine.
But also, but Carla went through some crazy shit. She fell down two, like, she was on one piece of brick and went down three flights. Oh, snap.
And she climbs back
up. She climbs
right
back up.
My favorite part about that, though, is that she's climbing back up and it's completely sound.
Yeah.
It's not shaking anymore, but then when she climbs up, everything around her is still shaking. And I was like, why is this building not shaking anymore?
Yo, also, anyway. The Rock was just calmly just flying.
And The Rock just sees like all these buildings collapsing, and he's like, okay.
Gotta say my dick.
And then he goes to the building that she's at.
Never mind, my actual calling in life is to protect the world. But here I am. There's one person
on
the
roof. He's gotta save his wife.
I mean,
you gotta save your wife.
You gotta save your wife.
I know she is not a girl. She is an adult. She's a woman. But how many white women or females have we saved at this
point? Well, Carla tries to save two white women in the scene itself. She tries to save the sister, but the sister doesn't listen and runs away. And then the waitress, because she developed a bond with the waitress real quick, and she was like, we gotta go upstairs. And the waitress is like, okay. And then she starts to, but then like the crowd of people just shuffle her downstairs, and she's like, no. And then another man who's coming downstairs falls, and then a hole opens,
and he falls sideways out of it.
I mean, that part was crazy. I kind of like this.
I mean, all of this was crazy.
It's like all of this was crazy. I mean, this is why you come to see the movie.
Yeah. I mean, my only point is that in this movie, there wasn't no little black kid, no little Puerto Rican kid who happened to be on
the
roof.
There was one black woman
family.
That was saved once.
I don't even remember that.
I remember, but let's.
I remember. I'll do.
All right,
we'll talk about it.
So she gets up. She gets there, and then like a building is collapsing behind her.
And the hovering helicopter isn't affected by this at all.
And it's fine. Suspension of disbelief. And then the Rock's like, run, and she's running as the building is literally collapsing under her feet, and she jumps, and then it's just a cloud of smoke. We don't see it, but she's saved.
I'm like, she better be on that stretcher.
She's on it. The Rock.
She better be on that stretcher.
And then of course they weave in and out of some other falling buildings, but they make it. Cool. So, what happens?
Alexandra
is in San Francisco. And they're driving out of the garage, and, you know, Alexandra notices the car is shaking, and she's like, it's an earthquake. And then Mr. Fantastic's like, get us out of here. And so the car starts driving and speeding, and they see the opening, and they're driving towards it, and then the road literally collapses in front of them. The car goes down, smashes into the wall, and then a giant
cinder block just falls directly on the driver.
Just crushes them dead.
Bro. It's the worst thing I think I've seen. At this point in the movie, it's the worst thing I've seen.
He gets crushed. And then she's pinned because of that, because the driver's seat is like pressed on her legs.
Mr. Fantastic's
like, gets out of the car. He's like, all right, I'm going to get you out. He goes around, but then he sees like there's a bunch of debris in front of the door. He kind of freaks out. He's like, I don't know what to do.
My man looks over at the exit, and in my mind, I go, don't you do it.
Now, here's my thing. At this point, it's like, you didn't try too hard to get her out, but to be fair, you probably can't get her out by yourself. What he says is, I'm going to go get help. And it's like, and she's like, no, don't leave me. And it's like, girl, you need some help.
Yeah, and we see him, like, he is trying to figure out. He's like, think. Like, at this point, I'm not against him.
You can't be against him. Even though they're trying to make you, they're planting the seeds of, like, is he running away because he's a coward, or is he trying to get help?
Yeah.
So then he gets out, but then we see him. He's talking to a security guard. You gotta help. There's a girl trapped under the baba, and then a bunch of concrete falls down again.
Just directly in front of him.
And he loses
just
a shoe.
Directly, he loses a shoe, but the person he was talking to, are they're under that. They're flattened. They are nothing. He saw a lot.
His shoe was fine. How come he didn't take the shoe back? He just walked around with one shoe on. The shoe was right there.
Well, so what has happened is like
Ryan takes the shoe back.
He's shell-shocked at this point.
Exactly.
His character is not sound, so he's shell-shocked, and he just wants to get out into safety. Now, this is messed up. I agree. It's messed up. But at the same time, it's not beyond the realm of possibility of what other human beings would do.
We do not see...
You're just like, you should have helped her. But also, like, I get it, man. The building's collapsing. The probability of the building collapsing on you and killing you and her is high.
If you're on the plane, they say you got to put on your mask first, then help the other person. What you
say? Hey, man, where the Rock at?
Yeah, so the Rock's nowhere.
Time out.
For real. Let's think about this. The Rock is the leader of this movie.
Yes.
We spending time with Paul Giamatti and his friends. I'm looking at this daughter and these two random-ass white dudes. Like, where the fuck is The Rock?
Giamatti.
For real.
We don't see The Rock for a while.
Because we sit in this
I don't give a shit about these people. Let me tell you why. Because they ain't the fucking lead.
You're right.
They ain't The Rock. They ain't the wife. And again, I'm cool with the daughter. You got to show the daughter. But the thing is, the daughter being saved right now by these two random-ass white dudes.
Well, here's the annoying thing to me. The annoying thing to me is that after he saves the wife, from that point, for a very long portion of the movie, The Rock does not save anybody at all.
Yeah.
No heroics.
The other things that The Rock does is the helicopter
jeopardize a lot of lives with this helicopter.
Right, because the helicopter is going down because it got hit while he was saving her. So he's like, all right, we're going to crash. You know, he's bringing the helicopter down.
Doesn't even attempt to find a spot.
I know,
attempt to, like, he, like, tries to land and then notices a person. Like, there
Because it's
people everywhere.
It's a parking lot. You try to land in a parking
people
lot.
People everywhere.
Anyway.
Who has the more heroic? For instance, let's take the little white dude saving, the white dude and the brother saving.
I mean, the most heroic thing to happen is they go, we have to go down there and get her. That's probably one of the most heroic things.
But my point is, who does that?
This the British dude.
And his brother.
Who the fuck is the lead? Who's on the goddamn poster?
All right.
It's the Rock.
So
is he the lead of this movie?
The Rock does some fantastic things.
I just want to get through these scenes real quick. Because he crashes the helicopter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They're in like a store, a convenience store, and he's like, okay, we gotta get out of here. There's jet fuel all over us, we gotta leave. So they get out, and as they're getting out, they hear gunshots. Because at this point, for some reason, even though this isn't the city, anarchy is happening. Just utter anarchy.
Yeah, people looting and
right. Though the only person we actually see looting is
our only Hispanic character in the
only person we ever see looting. Is our Hispanic guy.
Yes.
He's looting some TVs, getting some big TVs.
He has three TVs.
In a truck that's not his. He jacked that
truck.
And
they make sure to let you know, he stole this truck.
Mm-hmm. He stole it.
We're stealing it again.
But then the criminal with lines is the white dude.
Hey.
He's not really a criminal. That guy was trying to survive. The white dude with the gun was looting.
Oh, that was just a guy going, I need this truck.
Yeah, he was trying to survive.
They weren't together.
He was surviving.
But didn't he say, hey, I'm going to need this truck, though, when he put the gun to his head? So it wasn't his truck he was stealing back. He was taking the truck from the Rock.
He was doing the same thing that The Rock was trying to survive. Whereas
the other guy stole a truck and was looting.
And then was stealing more things.
Hey, question.
Yeah.
Sorry, I have so many questions. So right now, the hero of the movie has put the lives of people in danger.
A bunch of people.
Yep.
A lot of people.
Crashed into a store, stole from the store, now stealing his truck. But the two random white dudes just saved a white woman.
Well, we didn't talk about how they saved her, so we could talk about that.
That hasn't happened yet. That happens right after this.
Basically, they see Mr. Fantastic run away. They're like, we got to go help her. They go down there. They try to lift this beam by their own brute strength. They kind of do it a little bit. And then another aftershock happens, and then the cart like is pressed down even further or something.
Yeah.
And so then they go to the trunk, they see a little jack, they, you know, jack the beam up a little bit. It's working. Oh, but it stops. And then they're like, oh, what do we do? And then he's like, oh, I know, I'm gonna break off a piece of this metal, puncture the tire so that the car goes down a little bit. She's free. They rip her out just in time as the whole thing collapses.
It's crazy.
It's a great scene. It's
he's really super
great
smart. Scene. He does it.
All right. And so then that next scene is
Paul Giamatti, probably.
Probably,
but it's just another like warning. And then I think the next thing is like, is it
the Rock and Carla driving, and then they see a old couple, and they're like, hey,
what's the race of that couple?
They're white.
For fuck's sake, man! Well, they, like for real,
they passed.
And
their...
No! Fuck this! No, fuck this! Because it's just starting to piss me the fuck off. We live in goddamn America, right? The melting pot of the world, and you telling me, telling me on the West fucking coast, every person with a goddamn line is white, except for the one black dude who maybe died. Or the Asian guy who literally dies saving another random white woman. Yeah, it's like, come the fuck on, bro. Right. Are you telling me we don't deserve to have a damn role to be American?
No.
Are you telling me right now my American experience is not valued for anybody else in this motherfucking movie?
I don't think
Why the fuck am I talking about this goddamn movie? Yeah. Why does The Rock's daughter have blue fucking eyes?
Yeah.
And you're telling me we're people... No, think about all these goddamn roles. Like, what is it? Yo, Zoe Kravitz, famous family, very fair skin. They tell me she can't audition for movies because it might be too urban. Ain't shit urban about Zoe Kravitz. Nothing. I mean, and you telling me that has to be explained. She can't even fucking audition. But The Rock has a blue fucking eyed daughter that's never addressed. And because of that, you can't give me a Puerto Rican. You can't give me a Native American.
They did. He was stealing some TVs.
This is fucking insane, dude.
You'd have lines, but... He looked at the car and was like, oh.
But the thing, I mean,
the old couple couldn't have been black.
You know what? Because you know what it is? Because they were like, do black people be flying planes like that?
But they were like,
but do black people be flying
planes? We can't that's make what it known that like. All black people fly planes.
Yeah, we can't.
So that old couple, because there's a crack in the road. They can't get past it.
It's the fault.
And the couple's like, the other way around, it's gonna be a really long time. And he's like, where'd you get that jacket? And
then his hat,
or the hat. And then they're like at the airfield, and they're like, thank you so much. He's like,
they pass off this car that they stole from somebody else. Yeah, who stole it from somebody else.
And they give them the car, and they take the plane, and so they're gonna go fly into San Francisco.
And it's making me sad.
And so, by the way, and then this is the scene. This is the scene where we find out that the daughter, their other daughter, had died in a white rapid, accident.
How far into the movie is this?
Sucks.
This is about halfway.
But how often does The Rock
maybe even a little over halfway?
How often have we heard The Rock even bring up this other daughter?
Well, they haven't.
It was like a dramatic
because it's also been brought up. Has it been brought up through the... No, it hasn't been brought up through the chains yet, right? Not her.
No,
her.
Not yet. Now.
But I thought that, I actually liked the mystery of the daughter.
My thing is, like, if you're going to have a very traumatic moment, for real, like...
That other daughter was white, too.
How?
You thought she was going to be...
How?
You thought, no, the Rock
well,
is white in this movie.
Well, it would have made some sense,
the
actually.
The Rock is a tan white man in this movie.
All right, anyway.
That's who they have... That's what they are trying to tell us.
So then... So we have that little emotional scene, and we see them coming together. Oh, and when they're in the plane, or maybe it's when they're in the helicopter, the daughter tells them, Mr. Fantastic left her. And so now the wife is like, she leaves a voicemail, is like, if you're not already dead, I'm going to kill you. By the way, she says that, right? And you're like, hey, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's bad, but like, the biggest natural disaster ever is happening right now. Cut him some I don't know. Who knows? You don't know what happened. She said he went to get help. They saw him running out of the building.
He could have died trying to get help.
He could have died. But here's the thing that pisses me off about this freaking movie is that literally the scene after that happens where she's like leaves this voicemail where you're like, yeah, that was bad. But the next scene is him walking in the street. A building collapses. All this dust and debris starts coming over. He looks to the side, sees somebody holding onto a pole, runs over, takes that guy, throws him in the middle of the street, grabs onto the pole, and the guy gets up and he's blasted by this wind. And you're like, oh, he's a murderer. I guess we don't care about this dude anymore. He literally went from being a dude who was on the plane, was like, hey, man, just so you know, I'm not trying to replace your dad. He's like a genuinely okay guy. Maybe not the greatest guy, but still like not that bad. Now he's a murderer.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. A natural disaster shows your true colors.
Shows your true colors.
I do agree with that. That's true.
And he and
his true color was.
And I actually think that they took time with him because, in like we said, in the scene with Alessandra, we're like, oh, like, maybe this is like just, you know, a product of his fear. Then he takes it another step farther of like.
He's definitely not a hero.
He's not at all.
Here's the other thing I want to say. We won't talk about all the buildings collapsing, but they have a lot of different moments, just so that you can feel the grandness of the, you know, horror, where people turn around and look and go, oh! We see a blonde white cop. Another older white couple. We see there's a couple other just white people just turned around like, oh no, it's coming. And I'm just like, yo, you couldn't have given a person a color.
I'm scrolling through the IMDb right now, and there are a lot of POCs in this movie as like uncredited, like.
That's because the POCs were extras, sad. And they typed their names into IMDb.
They sure did.
And the movie said, "F you, we ain't crediting you." And they did not give them their IMDb credit. But all the other people were the white people who got some screen time.
There's one dude, Michael Asbury, pedestrian number 3. He's credited.
Bro, this is my thing about this movie. The only black woman we see is when The Rock again flies the plane, has to land the plane, has to like jump out of it with his wife.
Yeah, they jump out. They have to jump out of it with his wife.
And he only,
this black woman, this is the
he
one.
He only saves these
that's
people.
That's pedestrian number 3.
Oh, is it?
No, it's a woman. No,
it's a couple. No, it's a couple though. It's a man and a woman.
I'm talking about the woman that he picks
who
up.
Talks. Yeah, she talks.
Yeah, yeah.
And the only reason he saves them is because they're right there at the time. And I'm fine with that normally because like it's a hero. He's doing a lot of stuff. He saves those people. But again, there are two black people. Everyone else is white.
Also, it's a problem because, I was glad that he was at least trying to save a few people in this because I was like.
They were beside him. He had no choice.
Yeah.
His wife is the one who pulled them. The wife pulled them, not The Rock.
No, I'm actually talking about the part when he just is telling people to go.
Yeah, he does a little Paul Giamatti thing there where he's like, everybody go.
He's telling them specifically, go into the stadium. But like, but even that is like, but my man, like, you have a job to do and you are not doing it. Like, that was kind of.
Oh, do you guys remember the scene? This. Do you remember the scene where what's her name?
Alexandra Daddario.
Alexandra Daddario. And the British dude and the brother very skillfully and tactfully, you know, enter a locked store and search for tools to survive.
Yeah.
You mean they looting?
No. They're searching for tools to survive.
No, I'm talking about like, you know.
Well, here's the thing. If the daughter was black, then they would be looting. But this time, they're searching for tools to survive.
It's not like you
they do that
looting.
Again. With they do it again, actually, another time. Like there's a fire truck, and they very resourcefully take items from the fire truck.
Wait, maybe they left money.
Like,
maybe they left money or a note. Because if they left a note, that's not looting. I mean, you know, they left a note, right?
I'm just saying, like they care about, you know, the rule of law, but they also are smart enough to survive, you know. And but they're what?
John, you're describing looting right now. Those white people did not loot,
but they weren't black, so how could they be looting?
Because they were going into stealing stuff.
Only black people can loot, and then
when black people go into
I think happens.
I think when black people go into a store and take stuff, that's looting. And then white people do it.
Hey, you know what it is? Like them times where like you'll see like Black Lives Matter and they do a march and people are like, oh my God, it's so hateful. But then you'll see openly racist white people and they go. Matter of fact, you'll see like people with guns and they go like, we're not getting off this land. This is our land.
That's but very American. It's very patriotic.
Yeah, but they're never seen as like terrorists or anything else because they're
white. Protecting their land. They're fighting for freedom.
Oh my God, I see it.
Okay, cool. So
hey, isn't the KKK still like an organized you know.
Oh, yeah, they are protected.
What is so left in this movie?
The last part of this movie, of course, is the tsunami, which Paul Giamatti warned. Paul Giamatti has the most amazing monologue.
Yo.
Where he looks dead at the camera. And he's just like,
may God help you. May God, you God, God. You gotta get out of there. God.
You gotta get out of there. And if you can't get out,
God.
Get to high ground. Hold on to something strong.
They hit and figured The Rock, yo.
And survive into your life.
May God help you.
The Rock couldn't get...
The thing is, though...
They hold on his face and he's just like...
And he has one extra line after that because they're like, yo, why is the camera still on this dude?
Oh, right. Because this was also the scene where he, right before he makes that speech, he was like, who wants a class in how to hack into media to save lives? And a white dude's like, me. I was like, you couldn't give that to a person of color.
Hey, man.
No, because it's these characters are glasses, ponytail, and stoner.
Hey, man.
Cool.
Like...
So then they get into a boat, The Rock and Carla. They get into a boat, and they're like, we got to find her, because the place that we said that she was going to be is literally on fire. And then they see that the water is going out. By the way, this is not how tsunami works, but it's not, a tsunami is not just one large tidal wave. It's just, it looks like a kind of regular wave, and then it just keeps coming. It's a surge. Anyway, so what happens is they're like, we gotta go. And so they drive, and I mean, this scene is kind of cool. It's just a bunch
this
of boats.
This scene is insane.
A bunch of boats, like a rush of boats racing to get over
I
the tidal wave before
I laughed out loud watching this scene. I laughed out loud watching it. It was insane. They were basically vertical.
They're vertical, and other boats are going.
Other boats are going. A speedboat flips over and falls backwards. I'm like, this is insane.
And they're like, we're gonna make it. And then right when they get to the top, this huge Titanic,
a giant barge is there. And I'm like, this is crazy.
Oh, and then they literally somehow drive to the side. Even though they're vertical at this point, they drive to the side of it.
What is happening in this movie at this point? Then the containers start falling off. And I'm like,
and
great.
And going left and right.
It's like, okay, so we have now seen that. And what I was like, I was looking at it and I was like, at least if other boats get over it, I will feel fine. But if only The Rock and Carla get over this, I'm going to be so pissed. The barge tips to the side and I'm like, every other boat is gone now. Every other boat is now crushed by this barge. I was so mad.
And so and then that thing comes and they're like, we got to get to higher ground. They're in this building that Mr. Fantastic built and they're trying to get to higher ground. What's his name has like had a piece of glass stuck in his leg. They pull it out. By the way, not supposed to do that. Don't do that.
Right.
If there's a piece of glass stuck that far into your leg, don't pull it out.
You leave it.
You definitely leave it because if you pull it out, you could rupture arteries and bleed to death. But anyway, so then they climb to higher ground. And I mean, honestly, all of this stuff is boring to me. The water comes.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, I liked that. Like, it felt like the choosing that building was another smart thing because the water was going to be coming through. Because the water was going to be coming through and it wasn't complete. I don't even know if that's true or scientifically accurate, but I was like, oh, this felt like she thought that building would withstand it.
By the way, San Francisco is a city built on hills and mountains.
They have to be ready for
it. Why do they think that a tsunami would take the sea level up that literally hundreds and not only John, this the buildings are on a hill. Hey. So it's like the height of the hill plus the height of the building.
Hey John, I mean, if we did things by what you're explaining, how do we have the hot, attractive daughter in a wet t-shirt?
Yeah, that's true. She's in a wet t-shirt for most of it.
Like, I mean, if we played it, maybe if she made it to the hill, then how would she be wet?
True.
You're right.
If they would have kept the glass in his leg, how would she have taken off not one, but two shirts?
I also
only
love
had a wife
that. I also love that when the building sunk, the building like sank some levels, and then the water immediately burst through the windows. I was like, guys, you know when they build aquariums, they build those with glass, right? Like the water.
It's not just gonna break through them. Yeah.
When you download the Kroger app, you have easy access to savings every day.
Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons toward your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Because shopping at Kroger, whether in-store or online, is easy. And saving money is even easier with the Kroger app. So get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Kroger app now to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Hey, this is Tim Heidecker, and I'm glad to be back in Glendale, California, in the studio with my good friends DJ Doug Pound and Vic Berger for another episode of our podcast, Office Hours Live. This week we had a very special guest, Hiss Golden Messenger, who played a beautiful tune for us. We laughed, we had fun, and you should tune in to Office Hours Live this week, and quite frankly, every week on your podcast app of choice or at youtube.com/Office Hours Live.
Anyway, but
this movie makes me sad.
So that the Rock sees him, the building sinks. So then the Rock is like, "This is finally he's having his heroic moment."
Yeah, this is the second time he goes to save somebody who's like in, or no, the immediate third peril. Time he goes to someone that's in immediate peril. Yeah,
both
in the whole movie,
two of them were related to him, and they were white.
Well, and so they jump into the water. He jumps into the water, and then there's like this whole scene where you think she's gonna die because the door is blocked.
We see her drown.
Yeah, she does die.
Like
actually.
We see her drown. It's she goes horrible.
Like, she does like her body convulses.
And like and knowing that he has seen his other daughter drown. I'm like this.
That's insane.
This is horrible. It was horrible.
They were trying to make it a.
And then, and so he goes up, you know, the British people are upstairs. I kept thinking that the older guy was going to die. I kept thinking like, he's going to die. The kid will destroy. None of this happens.
They were going to kill a white dude. They were going to kill a white dude.
Oh, you're right. Why would I think that?
First off, he was British. So that means like he's super special.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to say Mr. Fantastic was on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh yes. He's on the Golden Gate Bridge. And yeah. I wanted, and I feel bad about this, but this is what these movies do. Like, I was like, I really hope they show him again, and I hope it's horrible.
Were you happy that he got crushed first by a barge before the whole collapse?
Yes.
Like, everybody on
everybody
that.
Everybody else was dead, and I felt bad for right. everybody else.
But he got crushed.
But that's why we saw him get crushed first, so that we can see that, like, you know, he felt a whole lot of, like, instant pain. I guess he didn't feel anything. It was instant pain.
He immediately
instant
died.
Death. So then, you know what? Now I'm mad at the way that he died. Because the guy that he pushed into that, that was horrible for that guy. That guy went through a lot.
So then he, she's drowning, and then he's like, no! And then he, you know, goes over back to the same place that he was trying to get that stuff out of, and then he successfully does it this time.
Yeah.
Gets her, takes her out, brings her up. It's like pumping her. They break a window. They jump on the boat.
Carla bursts through.
Bursts through.
In a heroic moment on her behalf. Yeah.
She has an heroic moment. She bursts through. They get on the boat, and then they leave before the whole building collapse. And then they all think she's going to die, but then he keeps doing CPR, and then she lives.
Because that's not how that works.
Well, they tried to resuscitate Michael Jackson for a full hour.
Who? Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson.
Hey, you know he was born black, right?
Yes, I do know that. But for a full hour. So like, so when this happened, I was like, this is crazy. But then I was
Michael Jackson.
And this was the part that I was going to say before. He definitely could have been just in so many tears during this part. Like this could have really been a bigger moment for him.
I mean, you're probably right. I mean, but also the thing is, they would never kill her because Michael Jackson, you know, I hate to say it, but Michael Jackson is a black man. So why would
you're talking about real life?
So of course they would save this white girl because that's what we've been doing this whole.
I was just talking about the length of time.
What I'm saying is, out this whole movie, that's what's happening. Hey, let me tell you. All right, man.
They're all together.
First off,
they all live.
First off, The Rock has a white wife and a white daughter, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Think about this whole movie. Whole movie, he risked everything, saved his wife, whatever, whatever. How many times we see him kiss his wife in the room?
Once.
When we see it?
We see it.
And it's like, it's like a little peck, right? It ain't even like you.
It's like right before he jumps into the water to save his daughter. He's like, because she's like, please. And he's like, I'm going to save her. And then he kisses her and jumps in the water.
Hey, James, you about to get married, right?
Yeah, I'm about to get married.
And not to be personal, but when you kiss your fiance, like you know, you give her like a nice little passionate, like
we really get into it.
Take a prick of breath in.
Yeah,
John, you engaged now, right?
Yeah.
When you kiss your wife, like you give her like, you know, passionate. This might be it, you know, like you know. So when the Rock kisses
his wife that he just got back and he might die, like legit might die. Was it that nice, heroic son in the back? Did he have a lens flare in the background?
It wasn't as nice as the kiss between Alexandra and the British dude.
Absolutely not.
Hey, yeah. Man.
That was a moment.
Hey, man, you know, I'm not considering that a swirl. And you know what? This movie is giving me cause. So for everyone out there who's like, dry, the swirl is a problem, I'm starting to understand it. Because I feel like this movie makes me have cause. Because I'm like, I want to be in a movie where you don't have to have race, because I think that's very cool. But I also think there's a time where like you shouldn't like disavow someone's history. And like this movie just feels disrespectful to people of color to me. It just really does. So yeah. I would like to get, can I just do a quick little letter to Hollywood?
Please, since clearly please. They're gonna fuck I would love me over to hear anyway. This letter. I would love to hear it.
Dear Hollywood.
That's how it starts. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dear Hollywood. People of color, just so you know, I mean, the blacks, Asian Americans, Native Americans,
Latinos.
We all, some of us were born here in America. Some of us are just American as people in the Midwest or people in the South. We just happen to have a little different tint to our skin. So when you have these movies about very American problems and the things about things that happen here, you could put us in it without having to explain how we got here because, hey, we were born here. We immigrated. Some of us immigrated here. Some of us were brought here. But we all now have been here for generations. And, you know, we're a part of America, too. So you can stop having these fucked up movies where you have white people in it where you don't explain shit, but you have to have a person of color. And it has to be a reason they're in this world. We're in this world because we were born here. Like, John, where were you born?
I was born in New York.
Wow. James, where were you born?
I was born in Akron, Ohio.
Well, are those places in America?
I think so. Yeah.
So are you two American?
Definitely.
No, but you can't be. But you can't be. You can't be an all-American hero, though. I mean, because you got to be American for that, right? Yeah. And I feel like.
But The Rock.
Dude, my thing is, this movie doesn't even show the. Whatever, man. I'm done talking about this movie. Fuck this movie.
Okay.
Sincerely.
The Rock didn't even get the beautiful moments. And whether. And this is my thing, James. You could be right. Maybe The Rock didn't live up to. Maybe he didn't cry because he didn't want to.
I definitely think there were two moments that he.
But
that
also,
they gave him.
But also, think about all these movies, all these crappy ass other actors. Put some fucking CGI tears in his eyes. Shit. No, for real, man. Give my man his moment.
CGI tears in his eyes.
I'll take that. I mean, just real quick, you guys. Mm-hmm. So I'm on the IMDb page for Hancock 2.
No, why? James.
No, because
I'm
so,
mad, James.
So
let's not do
no,
this.
But it says the plot is unknown.
We're supposed to do San Andreas 2.
No,
why are you talking about the potentials of the movies that we're
no,
doing?
But so there are two screenwriters, Adam Fierro and Glenn Mazzara. Did they write the first Hancock?
I don't know, and I don't care.
It doesn't look like they
John,
did.
Can you end
so
this,
because
please?
There's like different,
John,
it's like different
please?
Writers. Maybe it's like a real thing.
John, I have to go see It, which only has one black person.
Maybe it's
and one
like
woman,
a real thing.
We're still an American for a horror
yeah,
movie.
You guys,
either.
They didn't do
James,
the first
no!
Hancock. But they didn't do
James.
It. All right, it's time for the cause. We rate and review films not based on how much we like them, but whether or not they help the cause of more leading black actors in
Ooh,
Hollywood.
Shit.
So. If we think it fully helped the cause, we give it a fist. If we think it somewhat helped the cause, we get a black fist. If we think it somewhat helped the cause, we give it a white palm. If we think it didn't help the cause at all, we don't give it anything. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
On the count of three on the Richter scale. 1, 2, 3.0. Damn!
James
gave it
almost,
nothing.
Almost did
yeah,
it too.
Fuck this movie.
Oh, almost I give it a white palm.
He's not even black in this movie. Fuck
Jay,
this
what?
Movie.
I give it that. I wrote down a question mark on a piece of paper because I wanted to give it nothing like James did because I don't think he's black. I honestly feel like most of the emotional moments don't come from him. Most of the heroics
they really try
don't
to pretend
come from
like
him.
He's not black in this movie.
Yeah.
So I would have maybe given it a palm because, like, one of my favorite, everyone knows this, but I love the Jurassic Park series. And in Jurassic Park, in The Lost World Jurassic Park, Vanessa Lee Chester is Jeff Goldblum's daughter. And she is very black and he is very white. And all they say is that the mother split for Paris. So that's all we know. And they never talk about it. There's like one line that's like, do you see any family resemblance here? And it's like a joke during like a fight that they're having. So it's like, that's it. And I really like that movie. And so, like, I think, like I said at the beginning of this, that, like, do that part, The Rock. Like, don't turn down the part. Why not? Make your money.
Right.
But, like, just listen, especially listening to DeRoy and how much he is just not black in this, or how they like don't even really talk about it. They might be trying to pretend that he's white. And because of that, because of the fact that they really might be pretending that he's white, like a tan white man in this movie, couldn't give it anything.
I only gave it a palm because it helped The Rock become one of the highest paid actors.
Sure.
But everything other than that, I agree with you. I don't think they made him black. I think, and the thing is, again, I'm not saying it had to be a big thing, but it's like, man, my man has tribal tattoos on his arm, which you see in the movie. And it's like, he is Samoan and he is black. Mm-hmm. And you're telling me this man and this white woman produce a not even mixed daughter? You know what I'm saying? And also, you didn't give him the dramatic moments that he deserved. And maybe he didn't live up to it. But you know what then? You should have forced it out of him. You should have faked it. Because I've seen it done in all these other damn movies where the white dude is the last of the fucking Mohicans. First of all, I actually like that movie, so let me leave that alone. But like all these other movies, it's just like, it feels hurtful. And the fact that you're going to have this dude as the lead, his family isn't black, his family isn't mixed, and he doesn't, the extras ain't even black, yo, or like Puerto Rican. Or hey, come on, man. You couldn't get the old couple, couldn't have been like a couple of color. It just to me shows, again, and I guess maybe it's the state of the world where it's like, okay, of course the women are gonna be hot. They're gonna have to show their breasts a little bit. And then also, I can't be considered an American if I'm dark skinned. Like I would, like if this is the case, I'm not light enough to pass. I'm just not. I can't be mixed. So it's like, will anybody who looks like me ever had this chance? Will Michael B ever get that chance to just be a man who lives here? I mean, think about it. When is Denzel, how often has Denzel had a chance to just be fucking Denzel? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And he didn't get it till he was older, yo. Like Denzel is like 60 now. Man, whatever.
He was in the Taking of Pelham 1-2-3.
How old was he though? He was, you know, like that was like five, 8 years ago.
Yeah.
He was in his 50s.
Yeah, older 50s. All right, so I gave this movie a white palm because of everything that's just been said. You know, they really, really heavily try to whitewash The Rock. But The Rock isn't white, though. He is black, and this movie did make a lot of money, and it was literally the first and only time a person of color has been the actual lead of a natural disaster movie. I know we're not counting Beasts of the Southern Wild, which is like kind of a mixture between natural disaster movie, but mostly like a fantasy almost kind of myth storytelling. It's a great movie. Also, that movie wasn't a blockbuster. So anyway, I gave this movie a white palm. You know, they killed off the main POs, either the, you know, the Asian dude died very quickly. The other black guy just literally disappears without a trace. You know, they had to get CBS on that. And the other thing that I have to say is, you know, they easily could have had somebody else, some other POC, be one of the main characters.
The reporter, though, right?
Yeah, I guess the reporter, but man. Anyway, it's sad. Oh, also, they had the looting thing, which was really annoying. The only person looting was a person of color. I can't believe they did that. And then they showed white people looting, but in our minds, we definitely didn't think about it as looting. You know, so just be aware of that. And that's it. You got two white palms and nothing.
Should've got,
you know, if you like this movie, honestly, you shouldn't.
You shouldn't, man.
No, I'm just, I mean, we love The Rock, though. You know, anything that helps The Rock, we get it. But still. So next week, do we know what we're doing?
Nah.
We don't. Not yet.
Not yet.
Oh, we were talking about doing Paid in Full.
Oh, that's true. Actually, yeah, let's do that.
Let's do Paid in Full.
Next week, we'll do Paid in Full. And you guys got any plugs? Wait, real quick, do some plugs for Black Band Podcast.
Okay, yeah, so you can follow us, Black Man Podcast, blackmanpodcast.com. We're on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can follow me at James Third Comedy, jamesthirdcomedy.com. Third is 3RD.
I really wish you wouldn't do it like that.
.com.
If you rate and review us on iTunes and give us 5 stars, you will get a shout out. And we'll read your review on the air. As I pull this up, I'll say you can follow me at John Braylock, JONBRAYLOCK, on Twitter and Instagram. And did we talk about our shows that we have coming up? We have one.
We do have shows coming up.
Yeah, we missed this by the time this
comes. Wait, we do?
In October, right?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be on October 9th at 9 p.m. at UCB Chelsea.
No, UCB East.
Sorry, did I say Chelsea?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, because you fancy. You don't
know. I meant to say UCB East. That's the day after my wedding, though. That's why I was distracted.
Congrats.
Dang it.
Jarrell, you got anything?
Nope. Not even a little bit.
All right. And there's so many reviews now. Thank you guys for sending in these reviews. And if you're from a different country and you listen to our podcast, tweet at us at Black Man Podcast, and you know, we'll just shout you out on Twitter because we like that stuff too. All right, here we go. All great names start with J. I love this. This is by Jarrell Thomas.
Okay, Jarrell.
All great names start with J. This is an essay. I can relate a lot to the struggles as a former Black actor. In fact, one moment in particular comes to mind. I was on the set of Disney's Kicking, doing a 70s karate scene. What?
He was on the set of Disney's Kicking.
What's that?
Doing a 70s karate scene. I don't know.
As a background actor, and we were waiting for the crew to get the next scene ready. While we were waiting, Leo Howard was playing basketball, and I asked if I wanted to, play. He scored on me every time because I couldn't block his shot wearing disco shoes. I guess Black really can't jump in Hollywood. That was a funny anecdote, and it looks like you're related to James. Let's start the review. This is one of the funniest, best... Oh, my God. Halfway through this review, he says, let's start the review. This is one of the funniest, best, and most analytical movie review podcasts around. John Jarrell and James all bring fresh and exciting views to the table and will have you laughing, crying, and sharing their frustration the whole hour, just like any great movie. If you have not listened to this podcast, I suggest you download several episodes and get ready for the time of your life. And if you haven't seen the movies, then shame on you. I'm kidding. But you should watch them as they pick a wide range of different movies starring Black actors that show we as Black actors are much more than you could ever guess. Smiley face.
Nice.
And then I'll do one more. This is from, oh, wow, we have a lot, actually. This is from Drea1315. Hell yes, all in. Again, this is an essay. I just started listening to your guys' show today, and I love informational, hilarious, eye-opening perspectives, and just enjoyable to listen to. I just graduated from Sonoma State with a communications degree, and my favorite class was criticism of media. It's refreshing to hear people discussing the issue of how people of color are portrayed in media straight on, but also accepting and celebrating the wins when we get them. I'm so excited to tell everyone about this podcast. After listening to your podcast of Get Out, someone mentioned in the show, Dear White People, still learning your names and voices, I'll get there. I honestly would love to hear all of your opinions on the show, even by each episode personally. I feel like a lot of what Get Out portrayed, Dear White People did something similar, but I would love to just listen on what you guys have to say and think about it. Great podcast. Can't wait to listen to more shows. That's so nice.
Yeah, all of that is very nice.
Thank you, guys. So again, if you rate and review us, we will read your reviews on the air. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next week. Peace.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, Black Men Can't Jump comic book fans? James III here to talk to you about my comic series, Junior, available now on Kickstarter. The Ghost with the Most Past Due Child Support is back in 4 brand new issues of this semi-autobiographical supernatural comic series. It's got all sorts of spooky hijinks for fans of Beetlejuice, The Good Place, and The Mummy, stuff like that, and features award-winning artists from Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and more. It's available on Kickstarter through June 9th. Go to ruleof3inc.com or follow me at ruleof3inc on IG for more details. Donate today!